Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre. And Shirley Farms in Alva. They've been around since 1975. They've got three tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Double Stop CL Plus, and OK Corral. All out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Give them a call, 580-748-0901. 580-748-0901. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Well, Clay Bertram with Farm Data Services says right now is the time to get your wheat crop insurance in place.
Multi-peril crop insurance sales closing date is 9:30. Wheat price just came out this last week. It's $5.90 for that wheat crop. So you want to get with that crop insurance agent and see what those prices are going to do. You may want to move that level up a little bit to look at what that coverage per acre that you have for this next year as we move into wheat planning.
Call Farm Data Services, 405-372-1935. That's 405-372-1935. Well, checking in this week with OSU's agricultural economist, Dr. John Michael Riley, as he discusses this week's grain markets after the latest WASDE report.
Not for the most part. I think the expectations coming into their report were largely in line with what we got from USDA. We're in the stage where we're getting more on boots on the ground data coming in about how yields are looking and just the condition of the crops for our summer crops. So that was largely in line with expectations. No big surprises on the wheat side. We're obviously, you know, in the planting stage and trying to get our bearings on how planting's going to shape up and then coming out of planting with wheat. So for the most part, the WASDE report was in line with what we thought it was going to be. No big surprises. Obviously, there's always movement when that report gets released, but since then, it's kind of shaken out and been on par with what we thought.
Let's talk a little bit about those grain prices, starting things off with wheat.
Well, with wheat, it's been under some pressure here lately. It's dropped about 40 cents from getting above the $6 mark. And that was a really, really enjoyable moment there, but it's since fallen back about 40 cents. And some of that can be traced back to weak exports for U.S. wheat. Obviously, a very competitive global landscape with regard to the wheat market. You know, a lot of price pressure from the Black Sea region and from Russia, but that's really what wheat's dealing with right now. Most recent planting numbers, 25% planted across the U.S., 16% here in Oklahoma. Both of those are 1% above where we were at a year ago.
Corn also been up and down.
Very choppy market in corn. We spent some time up, we spent some time down. Right now, it's on a little bit of a rally. Some of that kind of inverse of wheat, we're seeing some strong export numbers with regard to corn, and that has helped boost the marketplace up about 15 cents from the recent lows, but I'm only about three or four cents over the past few days.
To hear more from John Michael Riley on this week's SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor report, exceptional drought still at zero, unchanged this year. Extreme drought has decreased 6.82%, which is down from last week's 7.56. Severe drought or worse has increased this week 33.22%, up from last week's 31.78. Moderate drought or worse conditions also decreased to 56.51%, down from last week's 61.10. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions also have decreased to 74.25, which is down from last week's 78.95%. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map statewide, Oklahoma about a 60 to 70% chance of rain. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.